Meantime, tonight, there are at least 11 countries now involved in this conflict, all trying to intercept incoming strikes from Iran. And tonight, the concern, will the supply of U.S. interceptors that these countries are using to block these missiles and drones last? James Longman from Iraq Tonight.
The growing race tonight to destroy missile launchers positioned deep inside Iran as they continue their barrage of retaliatory strikes across the Middle East. Gulf nations are working night and day using advanced U.S. air defenses to strike the danger from the sky. But the deepening concern, will there be enough U.S. interceptors? And could Iran's supply of cheap drones exhaust these multi-million dollar systems, drone and missiles already causing chaos from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain to Kuwait, U.S. embassies and troops in the firing line? The UAE says it has been targeted by at least 174 ballistic missiles, as well as several hundred drones. Military officials say it takes two or three interceptors to shoot down just one ballistic missile, and experts predict Iran has a stockpile of more than 2,000.
They're still lobbing some missiles. At some point, they won't even be able to do that because we're hitting all of their carriers, we're hitting all of their missile stock.
Some rockets penetrating the defenses beyond the firing line. A UK base in Cyprus attacked. Meanwhile, the war is now expanding to a second front. Israeli troops moving into southern Lebanon, targeting the Iranian-backed proxy Hezbollah.
And here in Iraq, we have been hearing booms overhead. That's Iranian proxies targeting US bases. Some 70 drones and missiles in all. And we are hearing reports of a UN facility being hit tonight.